guys, I'm Heather, and I'm the oldest. She's the emotional one.
Is it Bruce Dickinson?
Man, why? I mean, like, you haven't even read the list. You're like, Heather.
Hey, guys, I'm Ben. I'm the middle child.
And he's the practical one.
What I need you to understand is that you have lost all credibility when we get to the cutting stage.
Why?
Kenny Chesney was your second pick.
I'm Beth, and I'm the baby.
She's also the swing vote.
My picks are great. And if you don't believe it, just ask me. I won't argue with you because I'm mature.
Together, we make the Music List Podcast. And once again, we want to welcome you back to the Music List Podcast. I am Ben Dial, and joined, as always, by my sisters, Heather and Beth. We are siblings that argue while making music lists. That's the shtick. That's what we do. And we want to hope everyone is having a wonderful start to the new National Football League season. And we all are sports fans. We come from a sports family. We thought we would celebrate the beginning of the NFL season with a city/mascot-themed episode. So the songs that we select have to be either representative of a city or one of the mascots. And I decided to up the level of difficulty and just use mascots. My whole nine songs, nothing but mascots. What about y'all? How'd y'all go about it?
Mine are all mascots as well. When you say we're all sports fans, I think maybe you're using that term loosely when it comes to one of the three of us.
I like college sports. Football, I like college football in particular.
Sure. Right.
So this NFL one, you were like, no. I got nothing.
Well, to be fair, I've only got one favorite team.
Well, yeah. Who does anybody care about more than one team? That seems weird to me.
I'm going to tell you there are.
I don't care.
You don't care about any team.
I understand not care about any team. But well, if you were like, oh, I'm a fan of two or three teams, I don't get that.
Yes. It's weird because a lot of people now are no longer fans of any team except for their fantasy football team. And so they've got players all over the National Football League. And so we kind of have this deal where a lot of people aren't rooting for any team to win. They're just rooting for players on individual teams. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say that I believe that there are more legitimate fan bases in the National Football League than like a lot of the – like I think that the NBA is an awful league because fans follow players – more than they follow teams. They're not a fan of the Lakers right now. They're a fan of LeBron. And like when LeBron was going from
Cleveland,
the Heat to Miami, Cleveland to Miami, back to Cleveland, you know, their allegiance changes with the players. And we see the same thing with like Kevin Durant and some other megastars.
Yeah.
They like to follow the players. But baseball and football, they're fans of teams. Like they pick a team, and if the best player gets traded –
yeah.
Adios, you know, you're no longer on my team. Basketball, that's what I don't like about pro basketball. The fans are really more in line with players and teams, but
soccer is kind of the same. Not as basketball. That people soccer fans are diehard for their team.
Yeah, especially like the European club leagues.
Right.
You know, I feel like in America that a lot of people probably do follow players because, you know, like Messi and stuff like that. They'll probably, if he changes clubs, they'll, you know, root for a different team. But
Heather's sitting over there like, I have no idea. It's like y'all are speaking Greek.
I watched Ted Lasso.
So Beth and I said that we chose all mascots. Heather, how did you go about picking your songs?
I did not go that route. I know enough about football to, you know, like if you said, you know, a city, I could name its mascot. I know enough about that, but
we should play that game.
I think I could do it. I think I could do
it. You probably would.
I mean, probably could.
Except there some of the ones, couple, like, some have changed that, around.
Yeah,
and
there are a couple that have
kind of weird
that might be tricky.
Las Vegas.
We got you on that one.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. So.
The Raiders.
The Raiders moved to Las Vegas.
Right. Okay. But it used to be L.A.
And Oakland.
Oakland.
The Raiders move around all over.
Right. Okay. So
Chargers moved.
Chargers are now in Los Angeles.
Yep. But it used to be
San Diego.
See, I mean.
Right.
Yep.
And sometimes teams, team names change, like, you know.
Washington.
Because name was problematic. And so now they're the Commanders.
Right. No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I was thinking. Are, yeah. I was thinking baseball for a second.
What happened with the Rams? I'm trying to think of that because that was a little while ago, right? St.
Right.
Louis.
Right. So
they were in St. Louis.
They started back when I was a child. They were in Los Angeles,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they moved to St. Louis. And when they were in St. Louis, they were really good. They had that was the Kurt Warner, yeah. Isaac Bruce, Marshall Faulk, and then they moved back to Los Angeles,
and now
they're still in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Yeah. So they kind of move around all over the place. So the draft order, and if you've not followed us before, if you're new to the podcast, we all get three picks, three rounds. We all draft one in each round. I get the first pick. Heather gets the second pick. Beth gets the third pick. And then we snake draft. So Beth will draft first in the second round. And then I'll draft first in the third round. And then we'll all have nine picks. We'll have nine total songs. And then we'll try to cut those that list of nine down to five. That's what we call the 9-to-5 round. And then we're going to try to rank them based, I guess, on – here's the thing that's really going to – like, are we going to – I guess we're just going to base this on how good the song is, yeah. Because none of them have anything to do with football in all likelihood.
Untrue.
One of them does have to do with football.
One of mine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I wonder if that
I might
would...
have a leg up.
All right. So, without further ado, I will draft my first pick. My favorite team has been the Buffalo Bills since I was about, I don't know, 3 or 4 years old when my parents got me a Joe Ferguson autograph in a Buffalo Bills uniform. I did not know that the Buffalo Bills were a team at all. I said, who is this? They said, that's Joe Ferguson. He was quarterback for the Razorbacks. I did know the Razorbacks. And so I said, well, that's going to be my favorite NFL team. And so in honor of the Buffalo Bills, Destiny's Child with Bills, Bills, Bills.
Okay. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. Brother, silly me, why haven't I found another? A baller. When times get hard, need someone to help me out. Instead of a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about.
All right, so.
We like this song.
I'm picking up on that. So this was Destiny's Child's first song to peak at number one on the Billboard charts. If it reached number one on the Billboard charts, it's obviously going to hit number one on the R&B charts and the hip hop charts. Also went all the way to number six in the UK on their charts. The B-side was a classic called Bugaboo.
Mm. Bugaboo is
Bugaboo,
good.
Yep.
Are you? Did you think we would be like, oh, Bugaboo, that's funny.
No.
Oh, no, yeah. We love Bugaboo. Mm-hmm. That album that this is on is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is from the Writings on the Wall album, released in 1999. So I was... Well, I guess it depends. I guess I would have already graduated, so I would have been a freshman in college when this came out. So, that's it. I mean, here's what I like about it is I know you guys really really like that song.
So
y'all were sitting there jamming to it and singing.
Yeah.
You know the harmonies, so I feel like.
We didn't even plan
this
that.
This is one of our. Yeah.
Well, y'all didn't know I was going to draft it, so I feel like I feel like I've got an opportunity here to maybe make that the number one overall
Ooh,
when we rank.
I don't know.
don't know about that, but
it's probably going to be it's probably going to be your favorite song that we select.
Yeah, it's a good song.
It's going to be one of my favorites. I do really like it. This was one of our car jams.
Car trip jams, yeah.
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 Yeah, we could concert this one.
Oh, it won 2 Grammy Awards. How about that? No, it was nominated for 2 Grammy Awards. Kind of like the Bills. They almost get there. Ah, 4 straight. Runner-up. Super Bowl. Sorry. I'm just reliving past trauma. Okay, so that's my first pick is Bills, Bills, Bills. And now, with pick number 2.
Yeah.
Is Heather.
Okay, so y'all are probably going to roll your eyes at my pick. But you did say that you could pick a city of a team instead of a mascot. So I thought, hey, if one city's good, 9 cities is better. Every single city that you are about to hear mentioned has an NFL team.
Okay.
Because I'm an overachiever like that. So there you go.
It is from a sports movie, too.
True. True, true, true. The best, in my opinion. In my opinion, the best Rocky movie.
Oh, the best Rocky. I thought you were going to say the best sports movie.
Oh, no,
I
was like, but, no, but it is.
We may have to start a movie list podcast.
Yeah, by far, it's my favorite Rocky movie.
That'll be a 2-person venture, obviously. Yeah. I won't be able to contribute to
so
that.
So there are, you know, football's very American. So.
Well, American football is American. Very American.
Well, yes.
Yeah, football is American. Football.
Yeah. Right. It reached number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100. Also, it made the top 5 in the UK. A song about living in America, but
that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
like, I wonder what American Woman charted over there.
I don't know. But it won James Brown a Grammy for Best Male R&B Vocal Performance, and lead guitar is played by Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh, the greatest guitar player of all time.
Maybe we should do a podcast on
maybe
that.
Maybe we should. That'd be a good idea. He's good. I'm preloading. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. Every single city that he mentions has a team. So.
It now did follow the rules.
It did.
It says New York City.
And here's what's interesting.
Well, there's 2 New York teams, so surely one
New
of them.
New York, but you know, not the what, city.
You know what's interesting, though, about the New York Giants and the New York Jets? They're called the New York Giants, and they're called the New York Jets.
Mm-hmm.
They both play in New Jersey. Isn't that wild?
That is strange.
Buffalo is the only team in the state of New York that has a football team. Or the only city. Yeah, the only city in New York that has a team. The New York Giants are really the New Jersey Giants. And the Jets are really the New Jersey Jets.
Well, that's not what it said in song. I'm sticking with my every place has a team. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And actually, though, yeah, that's fine. I'm not even sure Buffalo plays in Buffalo. They may play in Rochester, which is right outside of Buffalo, I think. So, but that's like Dallas Cowboys play in Arlington, not
right,
Dallas.
Right, yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, there's a lot of that stuff that goes on. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, they do play in the New York metro area. We'll say that.
Right. I figured one of them had to be.
No, they're both New Jersey.
New York,
but it's weird. But they both say the New York Jets, and they're the New York Giants. You know, it's just one of like the Giants. Their hat says NY on it.
Yeah,
And they don't play there. It's wild.
All right. You know what team does play in the city that they're named after? The Baltimore Ravens. The best team in the NFL. And we don't talk about that other team that they lost to this last year. But they are my team. So I think I will say they're the best. The Baltimore Ravens, they're the team I have chosen.
You have an interesting story about why that is.
Because they're named after the poem by Edgar Allan Poe, The Raven. Mm-hmm. And he's buried there. So I hope to see his grave soon.
Are you going to Baltimore?
Yes. We're going to Salem and spending some time there. And I'm hoping on the way back through we can catch Baltimore and Richmond to see some Poe sites.
Very cool.
Yeah. So,
hey, did you see in Little Rock they're having this
they bring
out like a very specific drink for each poem reading that they're doing.
Really cool.
Like yeah. it's like four different readings, and you get
it's happening.
People like who's driving
as we speak. I believe
home is what I want to know. If Uber. Everybody gets the
right, yeah.
Like
I guess you got to bring
and pick a DD
or Uber. You could Uber home.
It'd be expensive.
It'd be a long way.
It would. Well, yeah, it would be quite a ways, but I mean, it depends on how much
you probably would want to stay in Little Rock.
Yeah.
That night.
If you were from here, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that is neither here nor there. the song I've chosen to represent the Baltimore Ravens is Witchy Woman by Eagles.
First word of the song.
Indeed. Second single from their debut studio album and the first commercially successful writing credit for Don Henley. It's thought that the muse for this song was Zelda Fitzgerald, wife of F. Scott Fitzgerald. There are some reasons for that. The Silver Spoon comment, because she was in an asylum, and back in the day, they had some, there was something about a Silver Spoon album. I could have researched that better, but I didn't.
I always thought it had to do with like somebody was rich.
Yes, so
but that's not.
That's
the case.
What I thought too. No, but it's something about they gave them their medication in like a silver spoon that had like holes in it or something.
An absinthe.
Yes, spoon? That's it. Yep, that's it.
That's not a medication.
That's well, that's I guess it could be. I guess it could be.
I mean,
and you know, I mean, neither is like crushed up watermelon seeds, but they gave them to people at the Crescent Hotel.
True, true, true.
So something. I don't know. She had some mental issues.
Whether I think or not it was kind of. I think it was kind of like a psychedelic.
Uh huh.
It makes sense to say she drove herself to madness with a silver spoon.
But she did, I believe, get put in a facility of sorts at some point.
Mm.
So maybe those two things are not related particularly, but they are both true. Where was I? So the lyrics are full of really vivid imagery, tapping into this fascination with the unknown, mystical, describing this enchanting and seductive woman. We've talked about this song before on maybe it was our best Eagles song.
His best Eagles.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so raven hair, ruby lips, sparks fly from her fingertips, and you have this haunting melody with, you know, eerie, this sense of, that it matches this dark and alluring subject of this woman. And Dawn Henley, you know, standard, you know, gives a great vocal performance, as always. Very cool. His tone is really raw, but also very controlled. I think anybody else in that band delivering this song, it just would not have played the same way. And really interesting and difficult harmonies, which we talked about on that episode that we did before on the Eagles. And they utilize different instruments, the slide guitar, the congos, which it's setting it apart from other rock songs of the time and help the Eagles establish themselves as a force in rock music, and like set them on course to influence like country rock, that style that they were really well known for. So there's a combination of really compelling storytelling with unique sound. So it's more than a song. It is an experience.
Ooh.
Mm.
Yeah, one of the things I really like about it is, and now that you've given some context, I've never like gone and researched the song, but, you know, Witchy Woman, and I'm kind of thinking about the word witchy, and then, you know, it has like almost like a native tribal rhythm to it. Boom, 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 boom. And I always thought there was almost like a shamanistic theme to it. You know, like, you know, not like a witch doctor kind of a theme, because it, you know, the way that it was, the way that they were in the syncopation in there with some of it is just, is really, I mean, Don Henley's good. I mean, I don't think a lot of, you know, he is one of the lead singers, but I don't think he necessarily gets credit as a drummer sometimes. He does some wacky stuff back there. It's like, he's so smooth. He's really smooth, and he's not over, he's not going to like overpower you the way like a John Bonham will. He's not going to be super flashy. He's not going to, you know, take over the show with his drums, but he'll just do some interesting things back there that if you're not paying attention to, you know, can kind of, you can kind of glaze over it, but it's those little touches to me that make it, that make the Eagles one of my favorite bands, because they're all so tight and good at what they do. And then you add their really intelligent lyrics and their ability to harmonize together. And I mean, it's just, I understand why some people might not like them, because they're maybe boring to some people or whatever. But I mean, if you look at them from a musical standpoint, they are really, really good.
Yeah. And for him to be able to play those beats, like you're talking about, the syncopation, and to be able to do that and sing at the same time, where and your voice is not necessarily matching exactly what you're doing with your hands, that's really difficult to do. Like, and I can't say that from my own experience, because I'm not a drummer, but I'm like, our drummer in our band, we'll be playing a song and he's like, man, this, somebody else is going to have to sing this right here, because I can't play this and sing it at the same time.
Well, so I'm actually doing a professional development for the district for Arkansas history. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about Scott Joplin and ragtime. And my wife is a very accomplished piano player, and she said ragtime is the most difficult thing for her to play. She said that she can play the Mozart and the Chopins and all of that stuff much easier than she can play like Scott Joplin, for example.
It's almost like, because, playing two songs at the same time.
She said because one hand is playing on the beat, on the rhythm, and you have to train your brain and your mind for the other hand to play all these syncopated rhythms.
Yeah.
And she said, so you got one hand doing, you know, what you would think it would be doing, and the other one is doing all this wild stuff. She said it is crazy difficult.
Yeah.
And so when you said that, that's what kind of what it reminded me of. I mean, Don Henley's got to be singing on the beat.
Right.
That everybody, but in the meantime, you know, and so like he's got all that stuff going on in the back. I can imagine that. Well, I mean, I know I couldn't do it. That's what I'm trying to say.
For sure.
So, yeah, I like that. I love the Eagles, though. You get another pick, too.
I do. Okay, cool. So my second pick is a cover. Bad Bad Leroy Brown, the Frank Sinatra version, is my preferred one.
surprised.
I am. And I love Frank Sinatra.
Well, the south side of Chicago, it's the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown. Now Leroy, more than trouble, he stood about 6'4". All the downtown ladies call him treetop lover. All the studs, they call him sir. And he's bad, bad, sir. Leroy Brown.
So this was written and released by Jim Croce in 1973, and it was a number one hit for him.
I love that version.
I like it, and I think that's the one most people are probably familiar with. But when I was listening, I was like, Frank Sinatra did a version of this? And so I just heard this the other day, but I prefer it because I feel like the delivery of the content is more clearly communicated. Rather than it just being some guy singing a song, I feel like there's more of a storytelling in the vocal from Frank Sinatra. And maybe that's because of the mix. Maybe that, I don't know. I feel like I prefer that. But Frank Sinatra covered it in 1974, the year after it was originally released. It was ranked by Billboard as the number two song for 1973. So it's just this humorous story song where you've got this guy, Leroy Brown. Oh, the team would be the Browns, by the way, obviously.
But he said, didn't he say the south side of Chicago?
I mean, so you could have said the Bears, too. But
I was confused.
Right. So sorry. I went with the mascot, not the city. Yeah. So it's this tall guy. He dresses well. He's got a lot of money. You can tell by his cars and his jewelry. He carries a handgun in his pocket and a razor in his shoe, and women adore him. And he's
probably not a bad idea in Cleveland too,
or in the south side of Chicago,
or the south side of Chicago.
Yeah,
but I mean, Cleveland's no walk in the park.
It is right. Not. We've been there.
So this guy is swagtastic, and one day in a bar, he gets his eye is caught by this lady Doris, and.
The Lady Doris.
And she happens to have a husband who takes issue with the fact that Leroy put the moves on his wife. And this one guy who, you know, he's supposed to be the man, he ends up getting in a fight and he's bested. And he says that he looks like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone at the end. So, you know, he's this guy who's super put together, but at the end, you know, he's like, he's disheveled, and so it's catchy, and it was inspired by a friend that Jim Croce met while he was in the Army. He just decided he was going. He said he took his own vacation. He went AWOL. But when he came back, they immediately like handcuffed him and stuff, and he was like, "I'm gonna write a song about that guy." He's like, "That guy's cool." So it's a funny song. It's a fun song. I think a lot of people know it. And I just like it.
You know, it reminds me of it, kind of the same situation happens in Give Me Three Steps by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
And that has one of my favorite lines. He said, I said, excuse me. I love that line.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I said, excuse me. That's so good. I think it's Heather's turn.
Yeah, no, there's
the grand pause.
There is no good way to segue, really, I think, from one pick to the other on these.
I tell you, I'm a little surprised you went with the Sinatra pick, though.
Yeah. I surprised myself that I enjoyed it as much as I did, because I was very familiar with the original one, and I was like, Frank Sinatra, what? Let me check this out, thinking I was going to be like, ugh.
I'm going to tell you.
And I actually really enjoyed it.
I'm going to tell you, I don't know what in the world possessed me to get it. But it was a greatest hits album of, you know, Frank Sinatra. I think it was called Nothing But the Best. It's a blue album. Mm-hmm. And I just found myself enthralled, really. I mean, you know.
You know who else is enthralled with Frank Sinatra? Mark Tremonti from Alter Bridge and Creed.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He did a.
He did a Sinatra
he's
song.
He's a really good singer. Like, he's known as an incredible guitar player. That's his thing that he's made his name. But, like, he is a really good crooner.
Yeah, he is.
Mm. It's surprising. You should listen to it. It's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well, my next pick also has to do with football. I mean, it's literally...
it's about football.
Well, no, the song's not about football, but the reference is a legit football team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It is Truth Hurts by Lizzo.
Oh. Calling you back. Why are men great till they gotta be great? Don't text me, tell it straight to my face. Best friend, set me down in the salon chair. Shampoo, press, get you out of my hair. Fresh photos with the body. Fighting. New man on the Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota Vikings. Truth is needed something. Okay. Number one on the Billboard Hot Run 100. It was actually released in 2017 and then re-released as a single in 2019. Only Lauryn Hill and Cardi B have had, I guess, for a hip-hop song. And I did my research, but then I forgot what I was talking about. The number one on the Billboard Hot 100, I guess, is a hip-hop song, a female hip-hop artist. Is it for the song or the album?
I think the song. The number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Oh, I think that was the first female hip-hop.
Okay.
Is that for real?
What?
Lizzo?
Yes.
Nobody before that?
Lauryn Hill and Cardi B.
Oh, okay. But.
Yeah. Wow. So Cardi B would have been Bodak
R&B,
Yellow, I guess.
R&B has been dominated by men, though. I mean, legit dominated by men for decades.
I mean, there were I'm sure there have been female artists.
What constitutes R&B, though? I mean, like...
Well, this was on the Billboard Hot 100, the first, like, hip-hop song on the Billboard Hot 100.
A hip-hop song, not R&B.
No, yeah.
Oh.
I'll have to look it up.
I was about to say, because, I mean, like, Whitney had for certain...
No, yeah.
But that's...
Right.
So hip-hop, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was nominated for Record of the Year. It was... And Song of the Year, it won for Best Pop Solo Performance. It's 7 times platinum. Billboard called it one of the 100 songs that defined the decade. In 2021, it was included in Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time.
What?
It didn't say what number it was, but still. I mean,
I mean, for it to be that recent
of all time,
and to be.
Yeah.
It is a good song. I like this song.
So, anyway.
Anyway, this was another Lizzo thing.
Huh? Yeah. This was, I mean, all over the place and all the parodies that people did of it. But I picked it because I was trying to, you know, I was like, oh, mascots. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Minnesota Vikings. And
good one.
If I could bring my child in here to do the last part of all the little ad-libs and stuff, she's quite skilled at that last part. Anyway, yeah, I mean, there's not really much to say about it. It wasn't a reach.
No, not at all. I mean, it mentioned the Minnesota Vikings. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. I guess I will give my second pick. And this one was hard to research because there's not a lot of stuff on it. But it definitely qualifies. It's This Cowboy's Hat by Chris LeDoux. Mm. You ride a black tornado across the western sky, rope an old blue norther and milk it till it's dry. Bulldog the Mississippi and it sears down flat long before you take this cowboy's hat. Partner, this old hat's better left alone. See, it used to be my daddy's, but last year he passed on. My nephew skinned the rattler that makes up this old hat band. But back in 69, he died in Vietnam. Now, the eagle feather was given to me by an Indian friend of mine. Chris LeDoux was a real cowboy, first of all. Like, legit won belt buckles. nationally. Unfortunately, got ill from cancer and passed away early. Became real good friends with Garth Brooks, and was actually, it was Chris Ledoux that gave Garth Brooks, they were together for a while, not together, together, but you know, they were friends and yeah. played music together, and like gave Garth Brooks some credibility as a Southern Western artist. But
like this song, have merch that's like just Ledoux it.
I'm sure.
I think he does.
I'm sure. But you know what's interesting? This song did not win awards. It didn't chart. I don't even know if it was released as a single. There was like no like official video for it. But it's gone platinum as a single 6 times over.
Yeah.
You know. And so now this it really paved the way for his next album. The next one's the one that had Cadillac Ranch and mm-hmm. you know all the he had a slew of music videos that came out on CMT in the 90s. You know, and this one kind of, but they never went back and released this one. But where this one wins the awards is if you ask people if they liked the song. I've never met one person that's listened to the song and said, that's not for me. Like, everybody's like, that's a pretty good song, dog. That's a good song. I've never met anybody. I'm going to ask y'all now because I'm going to set myself up. What?
You sure you want to do that?
What do y'all think of the song?
I think it's a good song.
It's a great story song, right?
Yeah, sure. I don't have
you
really
don't have
strong...
a soul if you don't like the song.
Chris Ledoux is one of those artists that mystifies me because people seem to have very strong, positive. Mm-hmm. I mean, but country fans. Like, I wouldn't consider myself just like a diehard country fan, you know? So, but like people who really love country music, they are very passionate about Chris Ledoux.
I think I know why. I think some of it is he tragically died, you know, early as he hadn't even peaked, really. I mean, he was like, you know, had a success on a couple of albums, was really starting to blow up on the scene. He gets, you know, he gets sick and passes away. And so there's always this, what would he have done? I mean, what would he have done? What would he have done? And he did so by playing really almost going back to like Western, not country music, but like Western yeah. swing kind of music, like Bob Wills and stuff like that. And so at a time when a lot of people were looking at country music and saying, this is getting a little too pop for me, this is getting a little too close to rock and roll, that's not the case with Chris Ledoux. I mean, Chris Ledoux, because even if you wanted to say he was getting too pop, he's going to show his belt buckles and say, yeah, but have you ridden a bronc for 8 seconds at the National Rodeo? And so there was a realness to, like, I think people love authenticity that they can touch and feel and see. And Chris Ledoux had all the authenticity in the world because he came straight out of the rodeo and into the arena. In a way, so did George Strait. George Strait was a real rodeo guy, too. And I think that's one of the reasons that, because George Strait's not a great singer. He gets great songs, mm-hmm. gets great songs. And Chris Ledoux's not a great singer. Right. He got good songs, but both of them have a credibility. I mean, when they wear, you don't feel like they walked into Cavender's, picked up a pair of boots and jeans before the concert.
Yeah.
You know, they had all of it in, that's what they wore.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, I think that's where a lot of that intensity about Chris Ledoux comes from. Just that sense of authenticity. And then, of course, anytime somebody passes away before, you know, early in a tragic sense, I mean, I think that's why we think what we do about Buddy Holly today in a lot of ways. I mean, when you look at his accomplishments paired up to, like, Elvis or Chuck Berry, I mean, it's really pretty small, but he – died in a plane crash before he really even got started. And so I think that goes a lot to what people think about Buddy Holly. I think that may have something to do with Chris Ledoux, because there was that, there's that untapped potential that we're never going to know. And I think that that probably has something to do with it too.
Yeah.
But as it relates to the Cowboys, NFL, Dallas Cowboys, the Cowboys hat, that's where we fit in.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Sure.
I was wondering what team it was.
I'm here to help. Yeah. I get another pick.
You do. Mm-hmm.
This is not the same kind of music at all. But it has my namesake in it. Elton John, Benny and the Jets.
Ah.
Sounds like he said she got electric boobs or something.
Yeah.
So, Benny and the Jets. Let me tell you this. Here's how this song also ties into football. You know who Chris Berman is? Do y'all know who Chris Berman is from SportsCenter? Yeah. He also used to do NFL Countdown at the end of the day, where they would do highlights, and you know he had nicknames for a lot of people, like Natron Means was Natron Means Business. And, you know, he would have all these little different names. So there was a quarterback named Vinny Testaverde.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up getting traded and playing for a year or two with the New York Jets.
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah. And so, of course, Chris Berman took that opportunity to now call him Vinny and the Jets.
Right. Yeah.
Which was hilarious and absolutely fantastic. So, did you know that this song is ranked number 371 on Rolling Stone's The 500 Greatest Songs of All Time? Were you all aware?
Seems low.
Yeah.
Wait, low, like?
I wonder if it's above or below.
Lizzo.
It's got to be above, right? Surely.
Rolling Stone, you cannot predict it.
Nope.
It's got to... well, that's true. That's true. This song did hit number one in several markets. Like in the Detroit market, it hit number one. Then it hit number one in Ontario. And then finally, it did hit number one on the U.S. singles charts. I did not know that they had different area charts. And then eventually there's... So, like, they can tell, like, where you're doing better than in some places. It's a long song. It's 5 minutes long. And Cashbox said that the song is a strong one and worth every second of its 5 minutes and 10 seconds.
I feel like he could have cut a couple of those refrains off.
What, you talking about the last minute and a half?
Yeah, right.
Vinny.
Yeah.
Vinny.
I'm doing Vinny. Vinny. And then you wait.
Yeah.
Vinny.
Wait, you think he's done.
Vinny.
Yeah. But I will say... That live,
it was
worth every second of it.
Every second.
I mean, that place was...
Oh, it was so fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just going to say that, too.
I just love him.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Did you cry, like, at the end?
Yes.
I did, too. I did, too.
I was overwhelmed, and I wasn't even, like...
And you know that that's the last time, you know?
And I wasn't even, like, a huge Elton John fan going in. I mean, I knew a lot of the songs, but... Just over the course of the show, like, it sets in of, like, you're in the same, same space. I'm sharing, it was an outdoor stadium, but, like, I'm sharing
air
time, like, with this legend and this person who is just incredible. And I don't know, it was overwhelming for a little bit. I don't know. And I had not felt like that with anybody else before.
I did with Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
And the first time I saw Fleetwood Mac, I cried at both of them. It's like, what is wrong with you?
Okay, so time out. why did you cry at the concert?
Well, I got kind of overwhelmed just thinking, like, I'm close in I'm in proximity to a person that is, I'm becoming more and more aware as this show goes on of how just monumental of an icon he is, right? Yeah. And so that kind of was a thing. And then at the end, he does Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the scene, like, he walks off and he disappears into the stage setting. And you know it's like his farewell thing. And you're never going to have this moment again. It was emotional.
Yeah. It got me too.
So this song was on the Goodbye Yellow Brick Road album.
Which that whole album.
I mean, number one, just to be selected as a single off that album in and of itself is an accomplishment. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got obviously Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, and I mean, like, how good is Candle in the Wind?
Candle in the Wind, oh, gosh. Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, I mean, that was, and I was really surprised that, you know, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, the album, was only ranked 112 on Rolling Stone's greatest albums of all time. I really would have thought this would have been a top 50 contender.
I would like to see the rest of the list. Because I bet we could cross them off.
And what's really weird is, like, they have to change, because they update these lists with some regularity, and they must change who's on the committee to vote. Because, like, you would think that as time goes on, your album would move back in the pack. As new albums become more, relevant, historically, whatever, that they would jump yours. But, like, some of these albums do, like, weird jump ups and jump, you know, closer to the number one spot. Who's voting on this?
Yes.
Do they have a rubric? We need.
No.
I bet they don't.
It's just probably rate this album 1 to 5, throw it in a database, run the numbers, you know, but.
Well, I don't like that scoring system.
Mm-mm. I'm not saying that's a scoring system. I'm saying that there's definitely, there's room for it not to be scientifically whatever the word is I'm looking for. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a double blind study thing, whatever that is.
Whatever that is, yeah.
Yeah. What's a double blind study?
Who are you looking at?
You know,
like,
they always say that this medicine was found to be the double blind study versus the placebo. Oh, it was a double blind study. I feel safe now.
Yeah, well, that may not even... So we just believe them. It may not even be a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
They just may be saying that.
Yeah. I hope people outside of Arkansas also don't know what that means. Those dumb rednecks don't know what a double blind study is.
And do they have single blind studies?
No wonder they don't want to wear masks down there in Arkansas. They don't know what a double blind study is.
Lord.
Yeah.
Well...
That's my pick anyway. We can go to the next person now.
I think you're the next.
Nope.
No, I've had my two picks.
Oh,
I'm done.
Oh, it's my turn.
I have selected all that I shall select.
Okay. Well, then my pick is for my favorite team. I have picked a team.
What? This is news.
I picked it a long time ago. I picked the Titans a long time ago when I was going to Nashville.
Okay. I do remember you have.
Yes, on a semi-regular basis, I just decided, well, I need, you know, they always say you need to pick a team. So I'm like, hey, I like Nashville. Nashville's my favorite city. So I'm just going to pick Tennessee Titans. And so my third pick is Tennessee Whiskey.
All right.
This version. There are three.
It's Tennessee Whiskey.
Very good versions in their own right.
One did you do?
This one.
Oh. That one. As a glass of brandy. And
1981 by David Allan Coe, and then done again in 1983 by the one and only George Jones.
My opinion, the best version.
And then the Chris Stapleton version was released in 2015. It reached number one on the Hot Country chart and 23 on the Billboard Hot 100, which I think is low. I think that it should have charted higher than that, but considering its popularity.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen some really, really good reaction videos to this. Who's that guy that you like so much?
Oh, shoot.
No Life Shack?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Oh, yeah. It's certified 6 times platinum. And in 2024, which is
the year of our Lord,
2024, this year, Rolling Stone ranked Stapleton's version as number 9 on its 200 greatest country songs of all time.
Wow. That's
so cracked the top 10.
That is salty.
Yeah. So, you know, I do like George Jones' version a lot, but Stapleton's version, it's just that bluesy, and his vocals are, those runs are so stinking good. And to say that with as good a vocalist as George Jones is, you know, I prefer Stapleton's interpretation of it more. I just, you know, and this is like for now, if in like the cover band world.
Oh, this one.
If you are doing any slow jams, you must pull this out because
the ladies. I was talking about our,
they do love it.
Our drummer earlier when we were talking about Witchy Woman. Kyle, our drummer, sings this song, and boy, he's married, but the ladies get quite excited. I'm like, man, and he does a great job at it. And this is one of those things where it's like, if you cannot do that run, you don't have to do it exactly like him, but if you cannot do that run with some competence, don't. Because the comparison will be very unkind to you. And he does a great job. And there was some lady one time, she was sitting behind one of our other friends, like, out in the crowd, and as soon as he started singing, she just like appeared out of nowhere. She was like, "Oh my God!" She was like, "That man could sing me to sleep every night." I mean, it's just, so I mean, there's something about this song that is really, I don't know, it's appealing.
It's a baby making song.
It is
really
a baby making song. It's nice. It's a good song.
So anyway, my team. Do I watch football every week to see what they're doing? No, I don't. But if somebody says, "What's your favorite team?" That's what I'm gonna say because I like the city.
Who's your favorite player on that team?
I don't have any clue. I have no idea. I don't know. But here's the I will tell you this: when I pick a team,
just say Treylon Burks. He's from Arkansas. He's a wide receiver, yeah.
Huh. Awesome. Maybe this year I'll actually.
He was a Razorback. He went to school at Warren.
I didn't remember that.
Was their first
name.
Round pick 2 years ago?
I mean, I will. I am not a fair weather fan. I will say that. Like, once I pick a team, I'll stick with them whether they suck or not. I'm looking at you, Razorbacks. I mean, because I've lived that life.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm ready to get hurt again.
You know.
Here we
go. So, I've been consistent in my. Yeah. Who's your favorite team? Do I know a lot about them? No, but will I support them? You bet.
I will support them by not watching them.
I'll buy their merch.
Do you really?
I did at one point.
A Tennessee Titans item.
I did. At some point.
Did you know they were almost
a t-shirt?
They were almost the Memphis Kings.
Really?
After Elvis.
Oh. And I don't
And then when they found out they were moving to Nashville, they decided not to be the Kings, and so they re-explored their name options and settled on the Titans.
I don't enjoy their colors, blue and blue, and blue. Red,
light blue and blue, and dark blue, a red white accent.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, at
but that's, they got that from the Oilers.
Hallie's favorite, or was it you or Hallie that liked the Vikings?
Because oh, just because the they were purple. The, yeah, I liked the Vikings when I was in. Yeah. I don't know, probably fifth or sixth grade. The Vikings were huge because Randy Moss was right. the man. Yeah. And yep. so it was cool to like the Vikings, and they were purple.
Yeah.
And I had a Randy Moss jersey. I asked for one for Christmas.
Yeah, I remember that. I think you yeah. called them the Purple Vikings.
I think I might have. And I, yeah, because so. I had no, because it was cool to like them. Like, it was cool to like the Lakers at that time yeah. because they were it in NBA.
You know, the Titans used to be the Oilers.
Yes.
They were the Houston team and moved over, and then now the NFL's got this weird deal. Like, okay, this Houston team moved over. Do they keep the Oilers stats, or do we give those to the Texans? And they had the same thing happen with Baltimore, interestingly enough, because the Colts would move yeah. to Indianapolis, and so they're like, well, but they let the Colts keep theirs because the Colts are the Colts, and they kept their name and all this other kind of stuff. So it's they don't always do the same thing. They don't follow their own rules.
It's kind of like us here on the Musical List yeah. podcast. Anyway, so what's your pick, Beth?
So since we've been talking about color schemes of teams, I would present to you my favorite color scheme of all the NFL.
Green Bay Packers.
No, the Miami Dolphins.
Oh.
That is your favorite color scheme?
Yes, that blue and orange. Yeah, I love orange. Orange is my favorite color. Mm, yeah. And so then they've got that aqua. I love that color scheme. Yeah. But anyway, Only Want to Be With You by Hootie and the Blowfish.
And he actually mentions the Dolphins.
The yeah. Dolphin. We know very well that sometimes your team can make you cry as Razorback fans. So that is an allusion to, not illusion, an allusion, to a reference to the Miami Dolphins. Darius Rucker, that's his favorite team, is well known. He has or had a clothing collection with Fanatics, the company that does a lot of the sports gear stuff. And he actually struggled because they had him model a lot of their items, and he actually struggled to model items that did not have Dolphin stuff on. He's like that hardcore for the Dolphins. He's like, I don't want to wear another team. And he flat out refused to wear
Buffalo, probably.
He refused to wear Patriots or Giants gear.
Wow, because the Bills and the Dolphins are the big rival.
Yeah. But I don't know if they asked him, but he flat out said, I'm not wearing Patriots. They brought it to him. Patriots, he was like, no. Giants, he was like, no, I can't wear that. So in the video, even the video for this song has a sports theme. They've got a bunch of the Sports Center anchors reporting on the band playing games with a lot of pro athletes, one of them being Dan Marino, who played 17 seasons with the Dolphins, recognized as one of the greatest quarterbacks in American football history. And Darius Rucker said it was just a way to meet all of our idols. Basically, they were like, yeah, maybe if we have this theme of this video, we can just get all these football players to come in and they can just meet people that they wanted to meet. Which, hey, use your job to your advantage, I guess. But it's a catchy. It's easy to sing along with. We were all sitting here, you know, dancing. And kind of like Witchy Woman, it appeals to people of different genres. You got that alt-rock stuff, but also country, which makes sense now, Darius Rucker being a country artist, that he kind of leaned that way when they were doing Hootie and the Blowfish. stuff, but you get that nostalgic 90s vibe. So it's a feel-good song, whether you're poolside, whether it's a road trip, whether you're at a karaoke bar or just hanging out with your friends. You said, you got to do it.
Yeah.
You got to do it.
Do that again. How does he do
No,
that?
I don't think I will.
What?
I don't think I will. It. You can go back and listen to it when the episode airs. But
you're it's like that Mr. Bean video where he's in church.
Oh, hallelujah. I was like that. I was trying to open a candy the other day. And then it was, I thought I was being so quiet, but my friend Cassie looked over. She was like, stop it. Yeah. Beverly Susan Sassafras does.
Oh, yeah.
I'll introduce her to y'all one day.
All right. So we have 9 songs. Is that true? Yes. Is that a true story?
That is a true story.
Right, what do we got?
Ben has drafted Bills, 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 This Cowboy's Hat, Benny and the Jets.
I mean, I think all 3 of those are going to make it, dude.
Dude. And Heather drafted Living in America, Truth Hurts, and Tennessee Whiskey. And I drafted Witchy Woman, Bad, Bad Leroy Brown, and Only Want to Be With You.
All right. So the ones that we did not select, nor were they selected by anyone else, for me, I had A Fly Like an Eagle by the Steve Miller Band. Mm-hmm. I had the Bad, Bad Leroy Brown, the original. Invaders by Iron Maiden, which mentions Vikings, and that was just to take a shot at Heather and mention Bruce Dickinson. But I didn't get that far down my list.
Dang.
The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Oh.
By The Tokens. And Teddy Bear by Elvis.
Oh. Okay.
Just want to be your teddy bear.
We are big on impersonations today.
We're all over the place, too, with this list.
Okay. I did not draft Cowboy Take Me Away by the Chicks. Saint Cecilia by the Foo Fighters for the Saints.
Ooh, the Saints. Mm-hmm. I tried hard. I was like, I know the Saints go marching in.
Yeah.
You know, but I was like,
But I found a Foo Fighters.
You found one. Yeah.
Fly Like an Eagle. Roar by Katy Perry has the lions in it. Uh-huh. And also Invaders by Iron Maiden.
Was that just to take the Bruce Dickinson?
No, I don't. Oddly enough, I don't normally just do things out of spite. That's not really my way.
Oh, it wasn't out of spite. I was just poking the bear.
Is that not the same?
No, not at all.
It sounds the same.
Spite means that you're angry and you're doing it just because you're poking the bear. Just having fun. That's
You're having fun.
Yes, yeah.
You singularly are having fun.
Yes. Heather said I used to do that on Facebook all the time. I would drop the grenade on Facebook and then walk out the room, get people arguing.
You used to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun to watch.
It was fun to watch. And then, you know, people wouldn't figure it out. I would be posting the Michael Jackson with popcorn.
Yeah.
Look, when you started the whole
thing. And I
started. Yes. Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Heather, what you got?
The rest of mine are cities, not mascots.
All right, well, that's okay.
Good Morning, Baltimore.
Oh.
From Hairspray.
Yeah.
Miami by Will Smith.
Bienvenidos a Miami. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Philadelphia Freedom, another Elton song. Mm-hmm. And Heads Carolina, Tails California.
Mm. Ooh, okay. Carolina.
Yep. That was a little bit of a stretch, but I would have allowed it.
They're
called Carolina Panthers, but yes.
But they're it doesn't say north or south.
Mm-mm.
So
I guess that's true in the song.
Yeah. That's why I went with that.
Okay, not a stretch.
It was intentional.
So, we have 9 songs. We now must cut it from 9 songs to 5.
Working 9 to 5.
So here we go. We got to go from 9 songs to 5 songs. That's 4 less than 9. So we got to eliminate 4. I feel like the Monty Python and the Holy Grail and the counting shall be 3. 1 more than 2. And then it's like, no more than 3. So I haven't watched that in a hot minute. I need to go back and revisit that. So we're all in agreement that Bills is going over, correct? Isn't that true? Y'all were so excited about singing it. I mean, I feel like it's a must.
I'd put it over.
Yeah, I'd put it over.
All right. Making progress.
I think that Beth and I both had a song that was a legit reference to football. And those should go over.
One of them was
Minnesota Vikings, and one was Miami Dolphins.
But neither one of them were on my list at all.
I don't care.
Was Bills on your list?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Was Bills on your list?
Yeah. Okay. It was.
What about let's see if there were any other ones that was on that were on, what's the word? Is there another song that was on everybody's list? Maybe.
Maybe.
Did everybody have Benny and the Jets on their list?
Did not.
Oh.
I did.
Witchy Woman. I did have Witchy Woman on mine. Did you have Witchy Woman? No, you had a different Baltimore song. I did not have Living in America. I had the other bad Leroy Brown. Did you have Leroy Brown on yours?
No.
Cowboys hat. Did you not have a cowboy song?
No, I don't like the Cowboys.
I don't like the Cowboys either, but
you barely like the Titans.
But I don't like the Cowboys.
She does. She barely likes one thing, but she knows she dislikes another thing.
That's right. That is my right as an American.
True. That's true.
Honestly, I don't even want to say that. Anyway.
Were you going to say something bad about the Cowboys?
No.
Oh. No. Well, I want to know what you were going to say.
Some Cowboys fans irk my soul a little bit.
They can be an obnoxious fan base.
Not all of them.
For sure.
Right.
Not all of them. But some of them
can be.
I mean,
America's team. Who designated them America's team?
They did, right? They're all American teams. So, yeah, I don't know why they get to be America's team.
Yeah, I don't.
Because they're Texas. That's what they do.
Don't mess with Texas. So legit, Bills was the only one that everybody had on their list?
I suppose.
That sounds like... Dare I say number one overall, maybe.
We're not there yet. Okay, so which ones did two of us have? Two of us had Benny and the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Two of us had Witchy Woman. Two of us had Bad Boy.
But I had
a different version, but the same song. This one's a cover, just because I like it better.
So I'm really surprised.
Those three over.
We might have all had Fly Like an Eagle, and it didn't get selected.
Yeah.
Did you have it?
No.
You didn't even try to get mascots.
Yeah, I know.
I'm surprised you never were going to Kansas City.
I thought about
Kansas City, here I come. Sweet home Chicago.
I thought about it, yeah.
Oh, that would have been good.
What about my song that had 9 NFL city teams in it?
It did have 9. That almost should count for 9 different choices.
What?
I really don't know. Maybe we should try to eliminate one.
Okay.
If you could eliminate one song off the list, Beth, what would it be?
Living in America.
Wow. Dang. What would you eliminate?
I don't even remember.
What are Beth's?
No, I don't even remember what's left.
Cowboys hat, Benny and the Jets, your three, Witchy Woman, Bad Leroy Brown, Only Want to Be With You.
Okay. Well, okay. It's really not personal what Bad Leroy Brown.
But two of us had that one.
But
okay, fine. And there were different versions.
You just asked me what I would eliminate.
I like one and
that's
I don't like the other.
You don't like the Frank Sinatra one?
No.
Interesting.
And I love Frank Sinatra. But I think I listen to the Jim Croce one so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I grew up listening to it. And for him, it's almost like it's a story. I mean, for me, it's like, you know, hey, it's like, you know these real country boys that tell you, hey, this story, he came in, he's just a fighting. I mean, the words are just like,
just a fighting.
Just a fighting.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Frank Sinatra's like, you know.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
You know, just with, a fighting.
With the big band behind him in the,
you know.
Yeah. Okay, well, two of us. Sir.
Okay. He called him Sir. Sir? Called him S-U-H, Sir? Sir?
Okay, so two of us had Benny and the Jets, and two of us had Witchy Woman. We could move those, and then only need two more. And they were the same versions of the song.
So... I mean, I would be okay with that because I get to move another one over. Right?
And where did you have Witchy Woman?
Witchy Woman, well, which, I would put Witchy Woman on because it was my third overall pick.
Well, how about that?
Like, it was number three on my list, for, and I had it for the Ravens. So I would move it over if it were me. Heather, do you have an objection to moving Witchy Woman over?
No, but I want to move another one of mine over.
Well, we're talking about Witchy Woman right now.
And then what was the one of mine that? Oh, Benny and the Jets.
Benny and the Jets.
And you didn't have Benny and the
Jets.
I
didn't.
You did. Have, you she didn't. Did, but you I didn't. Didn't have.
That's
Benny
what I'm
and
saying. I'm proposing something that doesn't have. Anything
okay.
To do
that's
me.
Why I'm. Yeah. That's
just out of curiosity. Where was it on your list?
Four.
Mm,
yeah, that's pretty high.
It's in your top five. So.
All Northeast teams so far.
Let's see. What are they? What are the teams that we've got?
Bills, Ravens, and Jets.
Mm, yeah, two AFC East teams. As a matter of fact.
And now what we could do, now I'm just saying, Heather did have a good point that two of the songs reference actual NFL teams, and we have two spots left.
Let me slow down that train just a little bit.
But she wants to put over hers, though, not mine.
No,
no, well, I do.
No, here's
okay. Like, both of them? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Like, oh, okay.
Goodness.
I would.
I thought there was just one spot.
I got no problem. I mean, it really doesn't matter what I think, because I'm one vote. But, like, Living in America, love that song. Don't have a problem with it going over. Tennessee Whiskey, love that song. Don't have a problem going over. But, like, if I was going to, like, kick one of these songs out of the playlist of life, it would be the Lizzo song.
How well do you know it?
Not.
Oh,
I don't
think that's fair.
Doesn't have to be fair.
I agree.
It's just, if I was going to choose one of Heather's songs to eliminate.
From life?
From life
from
itself.
Existence.
From existence.
I mean.
That would be the one.
It's probably my third favorite of my three songs.
Okay. So of the three songs that I have, it's my least favorite is what she just said.
You're not helping.
I agree. Of your three songs, it's also my least favorite. So I would, I would. Absolutely. I mean, Tennessee Whiskey, that's a great song. Great song. Got no problem with Tennessee Whiskey going whatsoever. I would go to bat for Tennessee Whiskey.
Okay, then move over to Tennessee Whiskey. But if we agreed,
I'm fine.
And it wouldn't matter.
I'm also.
You have to pick one person to agree with, essentially, at this point. You're the swing vote for your own song. Isn't that weird? But, like,
we have two spots left.
That's why I'm saying it's perfect, because there are two songs that actually reference NFL teams, mm-hmm. and there are two spots left.
Yeah. And I also hate the Dolphins.
Well?
Because I'm a Bills fan, and I'm obligated to hate the Dolphins.
I'm just saying that's my proposition.
It would be like trying to put over a Texas Longhorn song.
Mm.
It's the equivalent for a Bills fan.
Well, I hear you. I received that.
So I just need you to know where I'm coming from on the Dolphins.
And Lizzo.
And he just doesn't, yeah. So these are actually probably like
so
the two
just,
that you would be like,
right, if I could
want.
If I could not get those two songs in, I really don't care what the other two songs are.
Except for you do care, because you already did not want my other version of the song.
I would you much prefer Bad Bad Leroy Brown to go in. I would much prefer Bad Bad Leroy Brown go in than those two that I mentioned. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's the truth.
So you'd be fine with you'd be fine with Bad Bad Leroy Brown and Tennessee Whiskey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm agreeable to that. Me too. Okay. All right. We got our five.
I mean, I could see the writing on the wall that I wasn't going to get Cowboy's hat, you know.
It's just so dramatic.
Well, I'm sorry. He lost a friend in Vietnam.
Nam.
He had a friend from Mexico that got ran down, or an Indian friend of his that got ran down, you know. Yeah. And killed.
The tough life.
You know, yeah. There's a lady friend of his that he doesn't know if he'll ever see again. Last year, his daddy passed on, gave him the hat. I mean, what are we talking about? This is, of course it's dramatic.
He's spinning himself up. Let's shut this down before he starts.
I already wrote it down.
Okay.
So we have five songs?
We do.
Yeah.
And they are?
They are. Bills, 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 Witchy Woman.
Oh, we got to put them in order, though.
Yeah, we do. Bills, 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 Witchy Woman, Benny and the Jets, Bad, Bad Leroy Brown, and Tennessee Whiskey.
I say move Tennessee Whiskey up to Bad, Bad Leroy Brown and call it a day.
Obviously.
You would put Bills, Bills, Bills over Witchy Woman as a better song?
It not only... I don't think it's a better song. I think Witchy Woman is a better song, but... But it's Bills.
It's the Bills
mentions
man.
The Bills. It mentions the team name three times in a row.
Thrice times.
Yeah. And Raven only shows up in that song one time.
Yep.
So Bills, Bills, Bills is three times as good for the purpose of
it's not three times as good.
Oh, you're right, because it says Bills a lot more than three times. It's probably like 37 times as good.
You're only doing it. You're not doing it based on the song. You're doing it based on it's your team.
That's right. And we're talking,
but now
this is an NFL themed.
My benefit is that it's my team, but it's also a better song.
Lord. Not for the purposes of this, though, because mine is.
For the purposes of just music.
Mine is actually the name of the song.
That wasn't part of the criteria.
Bills, Bills, Bills. Yours is not Ravens, Ravens, Ravens.
Now look at the Listen, I really enjoy that song. But I would flip one and two. I would do, well, no, and then Tennessee Whiskey above Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. I would leave Benny and the Jets at, no, it's actually not a better song, actually. If I'm going on probably quality of song, I would go Witchy Woman, Benny and the Jets. Bills, Bills, Bills. Tennessee Whiskey. Bad, Bad Leroy.
Okay, let me ask you this song. Let me just this question. Let's take football fans. Mm-hmm. Think of your average football fan. Do you think they would rather watch a video, the music video, of Bills, 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 or Witchy Woman?
That's not the point.
It's an NFL-themed one. I think that we need to take the fans into consideration.
It's NFL mascots.
That's right. But I think we're appealing to NFL fans in this episode. Mm. I think they would much rather watch a video with Destiny's Child.
This being an NFL mascot song.
Mm-hmm.
Bills.
Bills, Bills.
Okay, Bills, Bills, Bills. They're talking about
three
money
times.
Bills, paying mm-hmm. your bills, not the actual mascot for the Bills. Which is a buffalo. Mm-hmm. They do not mention a buffalo. Witchy Woman references Raven. Well, it's actually
an adjective. It's actually an adjective. It's not even a noun.
Okay, so we're even on that.
Except we're not.
Yeah, we are.
Because mine's at least a noun.
But it's a completely different thing.
Parts of speech. And actually, like, yes... The mascot that they have is a buffalo, but a bill is not a buffalo.
What is it?
It's named after Buffalo Bill, Cody.
So it's actually a cowboy.
It's actually a cowboy.
Mm, We don't have the cowboy song in there. Sorry.
Except for Beyonce just did a song about cowboys. Boom.
What?
Yeah. Didn't she do one? She did a Western song.
That wasn't cowboy about cowboys.
Huh? What was it?
Her song was not about a cowboy.
What was it?
Texas Hold'em?
Texas, yeah, which there are cowboys there.
Isn't it called Cowboy Carter?
Cowboy Carter, yeah.
That's the name of the album.
Bingo. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
This has looks what like, to do like with Bills? It's nothing to do with the Bills, though.
Except he was a cowboy.
Oh, Lord. So, anyway.
This could all...
I didn't think this was going to be this difficult.
It doesn't have to be. Just say Bills, Bills, Bills first.
No, I'm not going to concede that.
They would call it.
I love Destiny's Child. I love this song. I'm not going to concede that Bills, Bills, Bills is a better song than Witchy Woman. And the fact that you're saying that is silly.
It's better for this episode.
Okay, hold up.
More fitting
when we had
hold up.
When we had our massive blow up, your criteria was to say was to say once it hits the top five, it's met the criteria, and then it's just what's the best song. That's what you said.
I can't even help you out.
That's what you said.
And if you recall,
footage. That's what you said.
And if you recall, when we were doing best pop or best R&B females, and we mentioned that Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey were very much pop icons and all this other kind of stuff, but they were also R&B icons. And remember when that didn't matter? But then when I wanted Prince to be on the list, do y'all remember? Do you remember? Jeez. So, I mean, we're not going to play the consistency game. I'm playing the I'm not going to be consistent card right now. Be very clear about it.
All right.
Right now, I'm not going to be consistent because I love the Buffalo Bills and I want them to be first. So there it is.
All right. So, Heather, you're the swing vote.
Oh, jeez. I had Bills, 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 like, third.
All right. Your team's going to lose this year.
Bills Mafia, baby. Hashtag Bills Mafia. Hashtag go Bills.
Yeah, all those people in Buffalo that don't give an ish about you right now, they're... Yeah,
I don't think you don't know Bill's Mafia.
You don't
know that way.
Hashtag verbally. Yeah.
You don't know. You don't know Bill's Mafia.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It just takes one, and then we're viral.
All right. So, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna be.
I'm gonna be jumping through tables, setting stuff on fire, because that's how we roll in Buffalo.
Have you ever been there?
No.
Okay. That's how we do it in Buffalo.
And for all these people in Buffalo, just want you to know that I eat my buffalo wings with blue cheese, not ranch, baby.
But I am going there. We're going to Buffalo, too.
You're going to go to see Niagara and the whole bit?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
On the way up.
When are you going? What time of year?
November.
Ooh, going to be cold?
Yep. All right, so now we still have to rank the last three. We have Benny and the Jets, Bad Bad Leroy Brown, and Tennessee Whiskey.
All right,
obviously, Bad Bad Leroy Brown is going to be fifth.
I think that's probably true.
Okay, so Benny and the Jets versus Tennessee Whiskey for 3 and 4.
It's got to be Benny and the Jets.
Does it?
Doesn't have to be. I agree. It doesn't have to be.
What?
You said it goes on too long.
No. I said some people believe that. I didn't say I believe that. And now what I said was it's a long song, but that the review was it was worth every second. Every second was worth it. That's what the review said.
Yeah. I like them both. I had them both. So.
Well, one of them's yours and one of them's Ben's.
Right. So. I would prefer mine to be above Ben's.
Discuss.
Go ahead. You go first. Why should yours be ahead of mine? Tennessee Whiskey over Benny and the Jets.
Ooh.
You don't even believe that.
Because Tennessee is my team, so I want them up higher.
Hashtag Titans Mafia.
You don't even know the Titans music hashtag.
What is the Titans hashtag?
She don't know.
Oh.
She don't know. I don't know, because I'm not a Titans fan. I don't know what it is.
I think Tennessee Whiskey is a better song. I really do.
It's a different kind of song. It's hard to compare.
That's true. I like them both.
You know?
I don't really care that much, to be honest. Like,
I'll say, I know this is not what it is, but in terms of just having a fun time, thinking football, being fun, an event.
Yeah. Full disclosure, I had Benny and the Jets above Tennessee Whiskey.
Oh.
Sounds oh. Like, so. Well, okay.
Yeah.
That's easy. This one was weird. Because it's like.
In what way?
What, well, unpredictable, I suppose. Benny and the Jets, Tennessee Whiskey. It's hard to compare things that are so dissimilar and hard to choose between these things. And add that to the fact that there's really not a criteria for
so we got
what makes one better.
We got Bills.
Yeah.
Which would be kind of R&B pop, right? I mean, it's kind of a R&B / pop fusion, wouldn't you say? Would that be fair?
Pop fusion.
Not pop. Heck? It's a fusion of like R&B and pop. It's multiple, you know. And then number two we said was
Witchy Woman,
which is definitely kind of classic rock, California rock, country rock. Number three was
Benny and the Jets,
which is
rock,
classic rock, and it's, but. Nobody sounds like Elton John either, though.
Right.
You know, and then four.
Tennessee Whiskey,
which is bluesy country. Mm-hmm. And then five was.
Bad Leroy Brown.
Which is almost.
Well, this version is.
Oh, this is Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is. Crooner. For sure. Yeah, that's a. Pretty,
which is representative of the melting pot of the United States of America. Yeah.
And the National Football League fans.
I can't believe Beth didn't mention the guy on the Chiefs.
I don't care about him. I think I'm not going to alienate a lot of people.
Kelsey or Mahomes?
Either one.
You don't like either one?
Not a fan.
Have you listened to Mahomes talk?
Yes. Kermit the Frog. Kermit the Frog.
I want to hear Patrick Mahomes sing Rainbow Connection.
Yeah. We don't want to get the Swifties after us.
No, we don't.
Songs about rainbows. What's on the other side? I can't even sound like Kermit when I'm trying to sound like Kermit, and Patrick Mahomes sound like Kermit all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, and I don't like the Chiefs either. That's the other team I hate. I have to hate.
Ben will say it.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to hate. Well, I have to, and I think Kansas City fans will respect this. I have to hate. The Dolphins and the Chiefs. Because the Dolphins are the long time and the Patriots. Because the Patriots just beat us for so long. I mean, it was really bad. When they had, you know, during that run with Tom Brady, they just beat the Bills so bad.
Yeah.
But the Dolphins have been their feud forever. But Kansas City keeps knocking us out of the playoffs, so that's why we don't like Kansas City anymore. So, anyway. But, hey, great list. Hope your favorite team does very, very well. I just hope they don't
Unless it's one that we
Dolphins
don't like.
Or the Chiefs.
Right. I mean, obviously, I don't want the Chiefs to do well or the Dolphins. But everybody else, I hope your team does almost as well as Buffalo.
Yeah.
Okay. And we have not mentioned. We want you to, by the way, before you leave, before you hang up on this podcast episode, go like us on your podcast listening platform. That's a good idea. You should do that. And then you should also subscribe and make sure that you get to us and download us every 2 weeks. And then you should go to our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, the artist formerly known as Twitter, which we call X. And is there another one?
YouTube.
We're hard to find on YouTube, but we are there. But we thank you guys for listening. Catch us in 2 weeks. Not talking. Yeah, 46.
Thanks for joining us on the Music List Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. She almost had it.